Terms and conditions apply.
Apply and track your radiation license online with ease through the new Radiation Protection Authority e-licensing platform. Fast, simple and secure. Stay compliant while protecting workers, the public and the environment from harmful effects of ionizing radiation. Visit us at Exploration House, Government Road, Lusaka or rpa.gov.zm. Call us on 0956-319-080. Email radiation@rpa.gov.zm. Radiation Protection Authority, a credible regulator ensuring a radiation safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Three died, 10 injured in Lusaka road crash. Defense withdraws Boman Lusambo bail pending appeal application. And more than 500 killed in Tanzanian election violence inquiry finds. These are the stories making headlines this evening.
The Hot FM News with Keturam Donga.
Thank you for joining us, and now the news in detail. Three passengers, two males and one female, have died after sustaining fatal injuries in a road traffic accident that occurred today at around 06 hours along Great North Road at 11 miles in Savannah Hill area of Lusaka. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi said 10 other passengers sustained serious injuries and are admitted to the University Teaching Hospital, UTH, while three others escaped unhurt. He said the driver, Kennedy Pongwa, 48, of Chazanga Compound, sustained minor injuries and is receiving treatment at Chipata Level 1 Hospital. He said Mr. Chilabi said the identities of the deceased have not yet been established and their bodies have been taken to the UTH mortuary for identification and post-mortem. He said the accident involved a Toyota Hiace minibus carrying 16 passengers en route to Lusaka's central business district.
Preliminary investigations indicate that the accident occurred while the vehicle was ascending a hill, subsequently rolled backwards and overturned, resulting in injuries to passengers and extensive damage. As a result of the accident, three passengers, comprising two males and one female, sustained fatal injuries. Their identities have not yet been established. The bodies have been deposited at the investigating hospital mortuary, awaiting identification and post-mortem. 10 passengers sustained serious injuries and admitted to the investigating hospital. 3 passengers escaped unhurt. The driver sustained slight injuries and is receiving treatment at Chipata Level 1 Hospital.
The defense has withdrawn the application of bail pending appeal in the Court of Appeal involving former Lusaka Province Minister Boman Lusambo, who filed a notice of appeal against his conviction and sentence imposed by the Lusaka Magistrate Court on November 18, 2024. The defense informed the court that it intends to reapply the bail pending appeal afresh in the Lusaka High Court. Mr. Lusambo was charged with 10 counts of abuse of authority of office, tax evasion, and being in possession of property reasonably suspected to be proceeds of crime, which conviction and sentence was upheld by the High Court of Zambia Economic and Financial Crimes Court on February 27, 2026. In his notice of appeal, Mr. Lusambo stated that the learned trial magistrate erred in law and in fact when she convicted him for the offense of corrupt acquisition of property against the weight of the evidence on record. Mr. Lusambo also submitted that the learned trial magistrate erred in law and in fact in failing to find that there was no evidence establishing that he personally acquired, owned or controlled the properties in question. He said the lower court erred in law and in fact in convicting him in the absence of evidence and demonstrating that he abused his office or used his position as a public officer to facilitate the alleged acquisition of the property. Mr. Lusambo is currently serving a 4-year jail sentence handed to him by the resident magistrate Fides Hamaundu. Government says that transport corridor developments have led to Kazungula route raising over $300 million annually in revenue. Officially opening the land-linked conference today, Transport and Logistics Minister Frank Dayali said transport corridors are no longer theoretical routes, but active channels of trade, investment and cooperation. Land Linked is an annual conference organized by AfriCast and hosted in Zambia. He said before being developed, Kazungula Route, which is part of the North-South Corridor, would bring in about $50 million annually. Central Corridor Transit Transport Agency Executive Secretary Flori Okanj said Africa's future is in integrated transport corridors. Meanwhile, AfriCast Chief Executive Officer Chimwemwe Nyerenda has hailed government's massive investments in transport corridors. Government has urged churches to become more inclusive by accommodating persons with disabilities, including providing sign language interpreters during services. The call was made during the launch of the Autism Church Awareness Campaign, aimed at promoting awareness, acceptance, and participation of persons with autism in faith-based settings. Here is a report.
For some families, Sunday worship has become a parent's choice between faith and their children. Government says that must change, urging churches to create conducive spaces for children with autism. Speaking during the launch of the Autism Church Awareness Campaign in Lusaka, Community Development and Social Services Minister Doreen Mwamba, in a speech read on her behalf by Zambia Agents for Persons with Disabilities Director General Dr. Frankson Musukwa, said autism remains widely misunderstood, with many families facing discrimination. Dr. Musukwa also stressed that the churches have a moral responsibility to ensure persons with disabilities are fully included in all programs and supported within their communities.
Autism remains widely misunderstood. Many of our communities have mixed stigma and discrimination continue to affect the lives of those on the spectrum and family of those without it. The church must be inclusive. The church must create a special home for them. We are all created in the image of God. They need spiritual support. They need spiritual growth. So whenever the church turns away with our children and parents, they are conflicting with our Lord Jesus Christ, because he came on this earth to save the poor and the vulnerable.
In the National Autism Association of Zambia chairperson, Angela Gondwe, said 1 in every 100 children have autism and urged the churches to ensure they are fully included in worship.
I believe the church can lead this. You have always been pressed to care for orphans, to feed the hungry, to visit the sick. Now, we as National Autism Association of Zambia ask you to see the children rocking at the back. The teen who wants to look you in the eyes, the adults who echo your words, see them and say, you belong to me. This is your father's house too. National Autism Association of Zambia is committed to work with you, train you leaders, answer your questions, pray with you.
Meanwhile, parents Rachel Muni and Kayumba Mkwambo said lack of an